Today's daf in Masechet Mulah is daf Hey, and we are, I think what we should start again, of course, from the beginning of the sugya on Amud Beit, on daf Dalet Amud Beit, right at the bottom. We're over there. We found one of the, what appears to be one of the most central issues in how to deal with what the Torah means when it says not to do something. Does the Torah mean not to do something, that thing will not be done, meaning that if you attempt to achieve that state that the Torah is telling you not to try to achieve, then it won't happen? So if you do give a get where you're not supposed to give a get, or you give a marriage where you're not supposed to, not to give a marriage, you try to make kedusha where you're not allowed to make a kedusha, and so on and so forth, that none of that will happen. That's one way of understanding it, and that's called Yavad Lomahani. If you would try to make it happen, it won't happen. The other approach is the Torah says not to do it, but if you did it, you bear the consequences, but the act is done. Now, obviously, one of the most powerful expositions is Temura. But Temura, the Torah says, don't make a Temura. And not only does the Temura work, it works even better than you thought. So this is a grand opportunity to deal with these issues. Richie, does it really, does it affect the quality of the transmission when your camera's on? Because it's so nice to have you with us.
Usually what happens is I switch to follow the DAF.
I see. You need the screen, I see. Okay, that's a shame. Yeah. Okay. It's just so nice to be there with you on your porch.
Yeah. The weather's been beautiful.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. Anyway, maybe you can use a second iPad or something, or your computer. All right. We take what we can get. All right. So let's start at the bottom of the daf. Omer Abaye. So we're about five lines up. Omer Abaye. The end of the line. Anything that the Torah says do not do, im avid mahani. Do not do means do not do. But if you did it, it's done. It's got to be that. Because the Isak Adatech lo mahani, if you are understanding the pasuk to mean it will not be achieved, why in the world would the person get malchus? He didn't achieve anything. So am I lucky? Whereas Rava says nonsense. Lo mahani mini doesn't help in the least. If the Torah said not to do it, then doing it will not work. So you'll say, why do you get malchus? Hide the lucky. The reason that you get malchus is mishum de avar amemra de rachmana. It's because you did against the Torah's wishes. For doing against the Torah's wishes, that's why you get malchus, not for achieving something that is against the Torah's wishes. So what's the problem? Okay, now we start a long, long journey of quite more than one day, of quite a few, over a dozen cases where we're going to be bringing examples of things either that are mahani, and therefore they are a raya to Abaye, or that are not mahani, and therefore the raya to Rava. We'll have to understand each one according to the opposite mandioma. Yeah, help. Mahani means to help. Something should be useful. So let's start from, indeed, that last case that we were talking about yesterday, which is a rapist that divorces. The Torah says, do not divorce. And yet, we read that it says, an ones shegiresh, if a rapist divorces, im Yisrael hu machzir ve'eno loke, so if he's not a Kohen, then he simply retakes this woman and doesn't get malchus. Now, our first question, gentlemen, which before we even get to the Gemara, we need to understand. The Gemara is, again, extremely sophisticated. We saw yesterday's discussions. We're taking a lot for granted. We're taking a tremendous amount for granted here. The first thing we're taking for granted is that the gerushin definitely works. Now, you would think that the very fact that the gerushin works is the issue. And why would the gerushin work? That it would say you'd have to take him back, right? We're assuming the gerushin works. Why not look at this as the fundamental question? Does the divorce take place? Does it not take place? So Tosfos explains that the Gemara is taking for granted that the divorce definitely takes place. Why? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin says that since the Torah puts together death and divorce, if death works to dissolve a marriage, then divorce works to dissolve a marriage. There we learn the opposite. If divorce works, then death works. But the point is that since these two things are compared in the Pasuk, there's no way to say that divorce will not work, because you can't avoid death, you can't avoid divorce. So that means that if there is a divorce, the divorce is definitely going to work. So why are we comparing this sugya to the question if we have a unique situation that tells us that anyway it's going to work? For another amazing reason. The other amazing reason is this. Implicit in the idea of you're getting Malkus or not getting Malkus, dependent on Abaya and Rava's approach, remember, there are two separate issues, and we should separate the two separate issues. Issue number one, does it work or does it not work? Fine. But issue number two, would you get Malkus for doing something against the Torah, or would you get Malkus for trying to do something against the Torah? Now, that's a completely different issue, right? Okay. Now let's take the actual situation. Yes, right. When you divorce, your intent is to be able to not be related any further to your wife. Can you do that as a rapist? No, because you're going to be forced to take her back again. So in utter despair, you could keep giving her a divorce every day, but Besdin's going to get hold of you and push her right back into your house, right? So there is no way to get rid of her. So what you're trying to do is to get rid of her, but you can't get rid of her. So effectively, forget about that. Okay, you're right. This is not a good example to deal with the primary question. Will it work or will it not work? The Torah says in this case it will work because death works. Fine. But the other issue still remains. Would I get Malkus for doing something that doesn't help me? It doesn't achieve my goals. So the Torah says, don't you divorce her. Oh, I'm going to divorce her. And she'll be right back. Oh, no. So therefore, you'll never achieve your goal. So for all intents and purposes, we still have the second issue, which is, will you get Malkus for doing something that doesn't get you anywhere? And the fact is, a rapist who divorces, it doesn't get him anywhere. So that issue still remains. Therefore, the Gemara is only focusing on issue number two, the secondary issue. So it's very important to keep those things apart. So now, Mason. Onesh Yigirish. We just had yesterday. A rapist goes out and gives a divorce. The halacha is that if he's a Yisrael, he has to take her back. And he does not get Malkus. Now, according to Rava, the very fact that you try to get rid of her means that you already are Chayav Malkus. You tried to get rid of her. Why don't you get Malkus? Now, I know what you're thinking. What do you mean, why don't you get Malkus? We said yesterday that this is a question of a lava nitek lase. And if it's a lava nitek lase, the Torah says, don't marry her. And then it says, take her back. So then if you take her back, that fixes, so to speak, the don't get rid of her, right? Again, Tosfos explains, at this point, the Gemara does not believe it's a lava nitek lase. Why? Because in this case, it's in inverted order. Lo tiye le'isha, lo tuchal le'garsha kol yamav. What comes first? Lo tiye le'isha. So the ase came first. So if the ase comes before the lav, how can we view the ase as being the tikkun of the lav? I haven't even told you the lav yet. So therefore, it didn't occur to the Gemara at this point that we would call this a lav hanitek lase. Lo tiye li'isha tachat asher ina mitzvah. Lo yuchal shachar kol yamav. Don't you dare. Okay? So then why, if I'm going to have to take her back, why in the world would I not get Malkus if it's not a lav hanitek lase? To you, if to the Rava. According to Rava, you get Malkus for trying, not for accomplishing. So you try to get rid of her. Amalako Rava. So Rava will tell you, no, this is a unique case. Because if, in fact, this mitzvah of lo yuchal shalcha was not being addressed by the lo tiyeh li'isha, explain to me, why does it say lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. What exactly does lo yuchal deshalcha kol yamav mean? The kol yamav adds a new thing. You ain't ever going to be able to divorce her. Because kol yamav means you're always good. But I already got rid of her 20 years ago. No, she's still there. And you're still not going to be able to get it. So that's the meaning of the kol yamav. In which case, the kol yamav is telling you that you're always going to have to be lo tia leisha. So in that case, even though the lo tia leisha came first, the kol yamav reiterates the lo tia leisha. So lo tia leisha, lo yuchal gasha, kol yamav. Remember that lo tia leisha. It's still here. So what that means is that I've turned it into a lava nitiklase by adding that, because now the mitzvah comes after the law. Beautiful.
Before and after,
because now it's reiterated. Right? This is beautiful. So shiny atom over there, it's different. Since it says kol yamav, what that means is kol yamav ba'amod v'achzer. You are always going to have to take her back. And therefore, in this case, it would be potter. Now, there is another way to learn, and that depends on the exact gersot and what appears to be a stira in Rashi. The other approach is that Rava is not coming to make this into a lava nitiklase because he doesn't need it to be a lava nitiklase. And he's reading it as follows. Read the lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav as being a different definition of what type of lo yuchal l'shalcha am I prohibiting? A lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. So I'm not even being over the lav. The lav is not to get rid of her permanently, which I can't. I didn't do that lav. I didn't get rid of her permanently. I didn't try to get rid of her permanently because the divorce is not a permanent divorce. I would like to. But there's nothing innate in this divorce that makes it permanent, is there? And therefore, the Torah is defining what type of divorce. Lo yuchal l'shalcha, what type of l'shalcha? L'shalcha kol yamav. You know, the fact that I gave her a divorce, since it will not be l'kol yamav, is not being over the lav at all. That's not what the Torah said not to do. Therefore, this is a unique situation in which the reason that I don't get malchus is because normally the only reason that I would get malchus when I can't achieve what I want to do, why would I get malchus? Only because I did the lav anyway for trying to do the lav. That's all that's important. Over here, I didn't even try to do the lav because the act that I did, the Torah doesn't care about it. What do you give her a divorce? Give her a divorce. What good is it going to do you? She'll be back home tomorrow, right? No, do whatever you want. So according to this, it would mean there never was an issur of giving her a divorce because that divorce ain't going to make any difference to anything. The Torah wasn't makbid on the divorce papers. The Torah was makbid on your getting her away. You can't do that anyway. And that indeed, I didn't do. This is a major problem in this approach. So then why then, if there's no lav, why then does the Kohen get... That's a whole discussion among the Achronim. But yes, your approach is definitely one of the approaches. Right. Fine. So now the question is, according to Abaye, I don't have any need for the Kohen Yamav. Because according to Abaye, if I understand that I have to keep taking her back, then even if it wouldn't be a lava nitiklase, what's the problem? After all, I don't get malchus unless I can achieve what I wanted. What did you want to achieve? To get rid of her. But you didn't achieve getting rid of her. And according to Abaye, remember the second issue being, do you get malchus for trying? According to Abaye, no, you don't get malchus for trying. Why would you get malchus if you didn't do anything? You didn't achieve anything. So since over here what you were trying to achieve was to get rid of her, and you can't get rid of her, then ipso facto, there's no malchus according to Abaye. So then why does it have to add this whole jazz about kol yamav? I don't need it to be a lava nitiklase. What do I need it for? Ah, says Imran, because he laved on her akhmana kol yamav. I would have thought that the Torah isn't even interested necessarily in your remarrying her. And that actually, Havamina, you did an iser. Torah said not to divorce her. You divorced her. Now, take her back. You want to take her back, take her back. You don't want to take her back, don't take her back. After all, lo ti'elisha, you did. You married her. Where does it say that that has to be permanent? It just said don't divorce her. You did. Now you want to take her back? It's completely up to you. The din of Koyamav makes it that it's not up to you anymore. It's a given you're mechuyev to. So because of that, since you are going to have to marry her, not because it's a lavanita klase, but since you're going to have to marry her, you weren't able to get rid of her because the bezin is going to force you to take her. And therefore, since you weren't able to achieve your goal, according to Abaya, wherever you don't achieve a goal, there's no problem. So if we take that second approach to Rava, then it turns out that the entire discussion would be ignoring the question of whether it's a lavanita klase. It would only be coming to define whether what the Torah is interested in is preventing you from achieving getting rid of her, or whether that is goof. Because remember, the second approach was there is no lav if you're divorcing her in a way that's not forever, because you're not undoing it. Or whether I need to pass a goof to tell me that you still have a mitzvah to do it, which frustrates your desires to get rid of her. That's the machlokas. Neither Abaye Varav, according to that, would be even discussing lavanita klase yet in this version. So that is if we focus entirely on issue number two. Issue number two, do you get malchus for trying? Or do you only get malchus for being able to effectuate what you were looking to effectuate? That is, divorcing her and getting rid of her.
Attempted divorce.
Right. That would be the question. Okay. Now, there is a completely different reading of this entire issue. Mishnah Achrina. The Mishnah Achrina focuses on the first question, not on the question of the Malkus per se. And over here, we're asking a kasha and a baya like this. It says, starting from the beginning, On eshegireish im Yisrael hu machzir ve'inu lokeh, v'im ko'enu lokeh ve'inu machzir. Now, it says, im Yisrael hu machzir. According to this, the question is, why do I have to take her back if, according to Abaye, when the Torah says don't do something, it doesn't say that you can't do it if you do it? I did it. What, at this point, we don't realize that I need to take her back because I'm reading the Pasuk very naively. Lo tia l'isha, marry her. Lo yuchal l'shalcha, you cannot get rid of her. Okay, fine. Did I marry her? Yes. Did I get rid of her? According to Abaye, yes. Why am I taking her back? According to Rava, this version is the odd. According to Rava, it makes sense. Because Rava says, what do you mean, why are you taking back? Because the Torah says you can't send her away. But I did. Doesn't matter. When the Torah says you can't, it means it ain't going to happen. So even though we know from the fact that we're comparing death and divorce that it will happen legally for as long as it happens, but we're going to bash you until you take her back. So effectively, it's not going to happen. So according to Rava, I understand. That's why effectively it won't happen. But why, according to Abaye, does it say you have to take her back? Because it says, Lo tiel yisha, that was before. I did that. So this is a completely different focus, the opposite focus now. In which case, it becomes a question on Abaye. Answers Abaye, well, this is a unique case because of Koyamav. Koyamav reiterates, so you're going to have to take her back. The same way, in other words, everything is sort of a mirror image of what we said before. So therefore, says Abaye, normally you could frustrate the desires of the Torah. But in this case, the Torah is going to frustrate your desires because it's going to make you take her back. And therefore, this is a very special case. And even according to me, Lomahani, in the broader sense of Lomahani, Lomahani, you're not going to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. Again, remember, the classical meaning of Lomahani is that it won't happen because the chalot, the actuality of the device that you're using, the instrument that you're using, divorce, kinyan, pidyan, kedusha, kedushin, etc. None of those things will happen. Or they will happen, depending if you hold mahani or lo mahani. That's the classical meaning. This opening gambit of the Gemara extends that meaning to the question of whether the ultimate goal will happen or not happen, not whether the legal device will happen or not happen. But why? Only because this is a unique case because of its comparison to death. Right. That's why we're not even talking about the issue of the divorce per se. We're talking about whether you can get rid of her. So substitute for the concept of divorce here, being able to get rid of her. Okay? So this is, but this should not color your general approach to the question of Yavinani Lomani. The general approach is not about frustrated desires. It's about the instruments that are used to achieve this. So therefore, it says Kol Yamav. So according to Rava, why did I have to say Kol Yamav? According to Rava, it's a given that you can't get rid of her because the Torah said you can't get rid of her. And according to Rava, wherever the Torah says not to do something, you cannot achieve it. Now, in this case, you can achieve it technically because the divorce is good because of the comparison to death, but you should not be able to achieve the actuality of getting rid of her. So obviously you're going to have to take her back because the Torah says don't divorce her. So why then did the Torah have to say, Kol Yamav, according to Rava? Ah, says Rava, because remember, according to me, even though you have frustrated your desires of getting rid of her, you'd still get Malkus. And yet over here, you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus? Is it because it says, Loti Eli Yisha? That comes before the Isser. So how could that be a Lava Nitik Lase? Comes along the mitzvah of Kol Yamav to tell me that it's a Lava Nitik Lase. So therefore, here he speaks it out openly. And that's why in the previous version, where Rava doesn't make any mention of Lava Nitik Lase, the Mashma'ut is actually towards that second pshat. And that's what Rashi means. There is no Lav. Because the Lav wasn't don't give her a bill of divorce. The Lav was don't give her a permanent bill of divorce. Okay, so let's see this inside now. Rava Amar Lach. Let's say it wouldn't have said Kol Yamav, I would have said. So fine, you did the Yisr. Let him get Malkus. Now, does he have to remarry her? Of course. Why? Because the Torah said not to get rid of her. And I hold that whenever the Torah says not to do something, it will frustrate your desire in attempting to do it. So you get Malkus right off the bat because you tried to get rid of her, and now you're going to have to remarry her anyway. That's generally my approach to Iavad Lomahane, and you get Malkus despite that. What takes off the Malkus? What takes off the Malkus is, I would have just said it was a normal lav. Normal lav has Malkus. Have a lav greda. Kasav Rachmana, therefore it says, since it said lo yuchal shalcha, ahachi kasav kra, that's why the pasuk says, kol yamav afterwards, to make it a lav anitik lase. And that would mean that the divorce is a lota said that is nitik lase, and the din of a lav anitik lase, and lo kina lav. So this is an alternative way of reading the question. Was it a question on Rava, or was it a raya to Rava and a question on Abaye? That depends on which element we focus on first. Okay, next item. So let's view these two things as one item. Ones, issue number one. Issue number two, Torei min ha-ra'a al ha-yafa. Somebody takes off truma from low-class produce. Are you allowed to do that? No. If you do it, does it work? Yes. Uh-oh. Now, this should be a case where the actual chalot of truma, I'm trying to use a instrument that the Torah gave me, namely the statement, hareze truma, it should not work, according to Rava, lomahani mide, and yet it says, beferish in the Mishnah, that it does work, despite the fact that you were over on the lav. How do you explain that? We're over there. The Torah said, "Beferish, listen here. Mikol chelbo tarim. You have to take off the very best. You did it. Chelboin, only the best. But giruin lo. You can't take off junk, right? And yet, what is the din if you did? It says in the Mishnah. It's not. In tarim minara alayafa. You can't take off low class grain for good grain. But v'im taram truma to truma. So you see, Torah said, don't do it. And mahane. And it works if you do it. So you have to do Rava. That's it. Rava, I mean, how are you going to answer this? Amalacha Rava. No, this is a unique case. Why? Because I learned this out from Rabbi Ilah's drasha. That's a special pasuk. Rabbi Ilah said like this. Belmer Rabbi Ilah. Minayin the Torah minara al hayafash trumato truma. How do I know that it must be truma even though the Torah said not to? And normally we would have said that that means it cannot be done. They said it couldn't be done. And the reason that it can be done is shenemar, velotis u alaf chet, If you do it right, you take off the very best, then you will not be carrying around a chait. Now, I'm carrying around a chait. If it didn't work, how am I carrying around anything? I did something wrong. Fine, I did something wrong. Okay, but it didn't work. So why does it say you're carrying around a chait? That's my point. If it says lo tisu im eno kadosh, nesiyos chait, where do you get a nesiyos chait? Nesiyos chait lama? Obviously, you're adding something. I mean, you already told me not to do it, right? Because you said, take off the best. Okay, I didn't do that. You don't have to beat me over the head with the fact that I did something wrong. I know I did something wrong. But if you're telling me you're going to be carrying around that wrongdoing with you, it means because that was achieved and now it's kaput. I took off the wrong kind of truma. I'm going to have to live with that situation. Okay, so that's called carrying around. That teaches us, therefore, im eno kadosh nisiyo tchait lama, where am I carrying around? Mikan, it's clear. Toreim, brilliant Russia. Le toreim in ara'a la yafa, she truma to truma. And therefore, this is a very unique case, says Rava. Yes, according to Abaye, what would be the point of saying it? I mean, according to Abaye, wouldn't I know that it was chal without this din of delotisu alav chait? Says Abaye, well, I'll tell you what it has to say. If the Torah hadn't said, let me ask you something. Aren't there many mitzvahs that the Torah gives us a way to do it, and if you don't do it, it's not an avera. It's just you didn't do it as nicely as you should have. There's lots of inyanim like that. L'chatchila to do something, okay. You didn't do it right. You didn't get the full hidur mitzvah that you should have and do it correctly. That's what I would have thought the point was over here. If the Torah hadn't told me, you should know, I'm going to be angry. It's a chait. I would have understood the pasuk like this. Ovid mitzvah ben amufcher. Do the mitzvah beautifully. You've got a chance to give truma. Take your nicest things. Am I telling you only the nicest things? I mean, if you don't do that, so you're okay. You're not a very nice person. But I'm certainly not going to call you a chote. So, but I would say, mitzvah mamufcher lo ovid. Fine, lo avit, chote lo mikre. I wouldn't know that it's literally a chet and that I don't have many choice in this. Therefore, kamashvalan, it says lo tisu alav chet, you should know it will be a chet. That's how I understand. Okay, so item number one, ones. Item number two, terim in a ra'al ayafa. Item number three, another din of truma. What about terim minal she'eno mino? Over there, the halacha is the Torah stresses. Kol chelev yitzar and kol chelev terosh v'dagan, right? And that teaches us you need chelev lezeh v'chelev lezeh. Each thing requires a separate truma to find the best of your oils, that is to say your olives. Find the best of your grapes, that is to say your what's going to be your wine. The best of your grain. That teaches me liten chelev lezeh v'chelev lezeh. You can't take off beautiful wine and say, here's some fantastic wine for this grain. You can't do that. It's got to be a separate chelev, right? And yet, it says in the Mishnah, if you did do that, it won't work. So what do you see from here? That Rav is absolutely right. The Torah says, don't do it that way. It isn't going to work that way. Do you have to buy it? This is different. This is a unique case. Why is this a unique case? Because it says in the pasuk, reishitam. Why does it say the word reishitam? When I already know reishitam l'Hashem, right? To do l'Hashem. Obviously, it's always called reishit. Reishit galchad says. So by stressing reishitam again in the plural, it's saying give a reishit l'zeh and a separate reishit l'zeh. What's the rule when the Torah repeats a halach? That the second time, it's la'akev. So, enochinami, says Abaya. No, of course. If you read the pasuk just without the extra pasuk, it's a riot to me. Because we need reishitam to tell me, in this case, it is ma'akev. Works out perfectly, the way I'm understanding. And in fact, Rabbi Eloi was my adversary's favorite proof. Rabbi Eloi said something that supports me over here. The chen amar Rabbi Eloi, that reishis, indeed, is the basis of the iser, and the additional issue, which now makes it even b'diavad not chal. So wait a minute, that's actually a good point. So according to Rava, what would be the point of saying rishis? Obviously, it won't work because the Torah said this is not the way to do it. And if it's not the way to do it, according to Rava, it doesn't work anyway. I don't need an expositor to tell me it doesn't work. So why does it have to say it? Well, Rava asked the Gemara. Because Rava said, look, if the Torah hadn't said reshit, okay, read that pasuk again. You have chelev yitzar, and you have chelev tirosh v'dagan, correct? It doesn't say chelev three times. It says chelev two times. So now that would mean that avamina, I would have said tirosh v'yitzar. Okay, it says chelev separately on chelev tirosh. It says chelev separately on chelev yitzar. You cannot take off olives or oil for grapes or wine, right? Oil for wine doesn't work. Grapes, olives for grapes doesn't work because it says chelev. But how about for dagan? So I would have said tirosh v'yitzar, where it says chelev, each one separately. Tichtibu chelev chelev. There I would say yes, certainly ein tormim mizal zeh. But how about tirosh v'dagan, where it says kol chelev tirosh v'dagan? Oh, so I mean I can mix my metaphors here. Chelev tirosh or chelev dagan. So I want to. I could take from wine on grain. I could take from grain on grain. I mean, can I take from barley on wheat? If the Torah even put wine and grain in the same category, obviously it's going to put other grains. It's perfectly okay. All the five types of grains, they're grain. So over there, only chad chelev ktibu, it only says chelev once. What's the problem? Tarimi ailahai. Let me be able to switch as I want. Therefore, I need reshitam again to tell me each one of them has a separate reshis. So therefore, all of them are going to be ma'akev, mina, she'eno, mino, because the Torah is telling me not to do it. Because chelev is also the chelev. Reshit isn't chelev. It's two different halachas. It's a din of chelev. Okay, fine. Okay, again, we're going through an awful lot of cases over here. It's not the details of the cases that are important. It's the yisod of what the Torah wants to achieve. Okay, number issue number four. What about charamim? There's a din of cherem, right? So what does the Torah say about the cherem? It says, kol cherem kodesh kodeshim la Hashem. And what is that din? Lo yigael. Lo yimacher v'lo yigael kodesh kodeshim u la'ashem. Okay? Torah says, do not attempt to sell. Note how a lot of the issues that we've been talking about before are still here in Tamura. We haven't gotten away from that. So over there it says, lo yimacher v'lo yigael, which of course could only be a reference to Charmi Kayanim, because the whole point of Charmi Berek Abayit is to give Berek Abayit money. But it says in the Mishnah that Charmi Kohanim in podim, you're unable to be paid a charmei kayanim, you have to give them to the kohen. Apparently, it does not help because it says don't do it. Now, wait a minute. According to Abaya, okay, don't do it. But if I did it, then I should be able to keep the item that I was giving. I gave my TV set. I'm giving good money in exchange for my TV set. I always liked this TV set. You can't get this model anymore. So let me give the money to the kohen, right? No. Why not? I thought you have it, Mahani. Ask the Gemara to Yufta the Abaye. Says Abaye, yes, but it's a special case. So far, we've had four special cases between Rav and Abaye, right? As it turns out, we're going to have 14 special cases. Every case is special, which is going to ultimately lead the Gemara to say, wait a second. If every case is special, what are we arguing about? Okay, we'll get to that. But meanwhile, let us examine the issue in each one of these cases. So how do you explain the fact that the Torah says the lo yimacher v'lo yigael, and indeed it's working that way, right? Says Abaye, it's a special case. Because why does it say at the end of the pasuk over here, kol cherem kodesh kodashim la'ashem? I mean, it certainly doesn't mean it's really kodesh kodashim. What does kodesh kodashim mean? Kodesh kodashim means that even if you were paid it, it becomes kodashim again. So no matter what you do, it will remain kodesh kodashim la'ashem. But according to Rava, I don't need that, right? And what we're learning over here is it's unchangeable. Who? The who means it's going to remember. That's an existential word. Who remains that way? It's always going to be kodesh kodashim. So then that whole pasuk, according to Rava, comes to tell me what? It is. I don't need to know that it is. It is. You're telling me it is. I mean, you're already talking about, you know, what the existential philosopher over here. So why does it have to say who? I who? Ah, says Rava, you've touched on a very important thing. Because you're right, it isn't necessary. And therefore, it teaches me a very important halacha. It teaches me that this is a unique case where because it says that you cannot sell it, here is where it won't work, right? But there is a... It must imply, but somewhere else, where you'd think you wouldn't be able to sell it, you actually can sell it. And where would that be? Bechor. So it's coming to teach me, Lamute Bechor, the Tanya. And this is what the Braisa says. By Bechor, it says the word, lo tipade. Lo tifde, actually, right? Bechor kese, Bechor shor, Bechor kese, Bechor es, lo tifde, kodeshe. Now you would have understood that to mean that the lo tifde would mean that you would not be able to be selling it, because that's the same thing that we learn out from Meiser. And the din is that it is nimkar. How do we know that it's nimkar? How do we know that it's possible to sell a bechor? By Meiser, it says lo yigael. And the din over there is where it says both of them, lo yimireno, and so on. Lo yigael, and the halacha over there is you cannot sell it. Lo chai, lo shachut, lo tam, lo bamom, your meiser behema cannot be sold, cannot be produi. So how do I get the idea, since the Torah compares bechor and meiser, from the, remember, the havara, havara, so how in the world would I say that bechor is different than the meiser is? Getting awfully hot. Yeah. So... Huh? Yeah, there's no feedback. So the din is that over there it's Enu Nimka Lo Chai Velo Shachut Velo Tam Velo Balmon. The only way that the difference is from this halacha of who only Cherem cannot be sold, but when it comes to Bechor, a Bechor can be sold. Okay, excellent. Next, number 5, we finally get to Tmura. Okay, by Tmura. It says in the Torah, lo yachlifenu velo yamiroto. And yet, what did the Mishnah say? Lo sha'adam reshoi la'amir, ela she'im emir mumar, v'sofeget arba'im. Now, how in the world, when you make a Tmura, why does it work if the Torah said not to let it work? To you, to the Rava? Doesn't it show that Rava is wrong? Says Rava, I mean, you wouldn't think that maybe the fact that the Torah said that in this particular case it should work, that therefore it will work. I mean, obviously, shinei hatam d'yama krava ayahu utmurato yekodesh, which means that this is an exception to the rule. Normally, you cannot use the instrument of kachim to be chal where the Torah doesn't want you to, and in this case, you can. Oh, so why, in fact, according to Abaye, why does it have to even say that? Don't I know that all over in the Torah, when the Torah says don't do something, that if you do it, it works? So why does it have to say that it works? Says Abaye, come on, man. It's not coming to tell you that it works. It's coming to tell you that both of them are kedush. That's not what was working. You were trying to make a pidyon, essentially, take the kedusha off of animal A and put it onto animal B. So therefore, says Abaye, well, I mean, if it wouldn't have said, ilav the amarach one of ayahu utmurato ye kedush, I would have thought, fine. Avamina, the normal rule would be, you did the wrong thing. If it worked, teitse suvitikaneza. So let animal A lose its Kedusha, let that Kedusha go on animal B. Why would they both be Kodesh? Therefore, Kamash Balan, that they are both Kodesh. Now that is a Kiddush, and that's the only Kiddush. The fact that it would be Chal, that's no Kiddush at all. Okay? So we got through 8 special cases. Sorry, 5 special cases. Okay. Huh? Ilav de Omer Achman of Ayut Murato Avamina Teitse Zevetikaneza. Let animal A go out of Kedusha and let its Kedusha go on animal B. Kamash Balan. Okay. Item. Oh, thank you. I don't remember making a bracha. Didn't make a bracha. Uruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Yevin Boro. Okay, so we've gone through a lot of different issues up here, right? We've gone through the din of Ma'anes. We've gone through Maktim, Trumel, and Bikurim. We haven't gone through that one yet, sorry. We've gone through all of the different types of Truma that you do correctly or incorrectly. We've gone through Tumura. Now we get up to, and we're going to Haromi. Now we get up to Bechor. The Torah says Lo Tifta. Okay, you're not able to redeem a Bechor. It says in the Mishnah, all of Psulei HaMukdashim, Kol Psulei HaMukdashim, Yesh Lahem Pidyon, V'le Tumurot Tehem Pidyon. If you try to be paid to them, you can be paid to them. If you're paid to the Tumura of them, you can be paid to the Tumura, except for Bechor B'min HaMaaser. Now, why do I think that? Well, obviously, because the Torah said not to do it. But according to Abaye, who cares if the Torah said not to do it? It doesn't mean Ein Lahem Pidyon. To Yufta the Abaye, which shows that Abaye is wrong. Says Abaye, no, it's a special case. Why is it a special case? Because the Torah stresses, Ach b'chor shor b'chor kesef etzon lo tifte kodesh heim. Heim is who? It's another existential word. It's just the Lashon Rabbi. So heim means it retains its kedusha forever. B'havayatan Yehu kaput. There's no way to get rid of it. That's a unique case. Oh, so why according to Rava? I don't need it to know that it's Haim. Of course it's Haim. Why wouldn't it be Haim? The same question we asked on Rava about the who with the case of Cherem, which came to be Marva Bechor. What does the Haim come to teach according to Rava? Ola Rava. Hi Haim, normally, why mention Haim? Ah, says Rava. Teach me very important halacha. Kodesh Haim, only they can be brought on the Mizbeach. But as opposed to all other types of Tumura, where the Tumura is brought on the Mizbeach the same way that the actual animal that was the source of the Tumura is brought, here, Hein Kreivim Ve'ein Tumura Tan Kreiva. You cannot bring a Tumura of a Bechor, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. So, oh, wait a minute. So according to Rava, how does Rava know, according to Abaye, how does Abaye know that that's true? Rava had the extra word Hein to tell me that that's true. Hein Velo Tumura Tehem. But a buyer who uses aim to tell me it remains Kadesh even if you're paid to it, so how does he know that you don't bring your Tumura? We never found a machlokas anywhere, a Tana that says that a Tumura of a Bechor can be brought on the Mizbeach if it's Tamim. So La Baya, you wait till it gets a move. So La Baya, high Svarim Inale, where does he know that? Ah, I know that, says Abaye, because it says, Im Shor, Im Se, La Hashem, Hu. Aha, why does it have to say Hu? You're saying Shem Zal Hashem? I mean, what does the who add? The who adds who kareva ain't murat al kareva. That's where I know that the Tumura can't be kareva. Oh, hey, Rava, that's a pretty straightforward drasha. Well, what was wrong with that drasha? Well, Enochinam, you're right. That actually is the place where I should have learned it from. So, really, you're too smart for me. All right. Really, I do learn out the din that ain't murat al kareva from who. So now you want to know what Haim is? I'll tell you. Another pshat. Elohim Lomali. That teaches me an amazing halacha. That halacha is called Olim in Mevatlin Zedze. Anything that's meant to be brought up on the Mizbeach does not follow the rules of Bittul Berov. So therefore, if there would be dam of a Bechor that got mixed up with blood of other Karbanes, and I've got 100 to 1 more blood of the other Karbanes than the Bechor, I can still put the whole thing in the Mizbeach, and it's perfectly kosher. Why? Hey, it remains a Bechor, no matter what. Come hell or high water, try to pour all the blood in the world, and from there we learn out to all of the dinim of the Olam Agave Mizbeach, Ein Olam Avatim Zadza. Limed al-Bechor v'maiser sh'nishar v'doma b'chol ha'olim, but nonetheless, they are craving l'gave Mizbeach because it says, Hein. Fine. Ooh, that's very important. Halach. How does Abaye know that halacha? Since Abaye needs the Haim to tell me ain't Muras and Kreva. So says Abaye, I swear me, no, right? Ah, I know that. Come on, man. What happens on Yom Kippur? Torah says, take the Dama Sawyer. Take the Dama Par. What's bigger, a Par or a Sawyer? A Par is enormously bigger than a Sawyer, right? How much more blood is there in a Par and a Sawyer? It's certainly going to be Mavato, the Dama Sawyer. And yet the Torah says, take the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sawyer mixed and put it on the Mizbeach HaZov inside of the Heichal around and in the middle. How does that work? Fellow Dama Par Meruba Midam Sa'ir. Isn't there more blood from a Par than there is from a Sawyer? So it should be bottle. The Torah's blood is bottle. The Torah is saying mix it. Why would the Torah say mix it? Might as well say throw it out because it's not going to be there. So you see that things that are meant to be put on a Mizbeach, they don't, they're not subject to bittul. What do I need to look to Bechor and Meiser to teach me this? This is a rule that I derive from Yom Kippur. The Tanya of Alakach, Midam HaParo, Midam HaSa'ir, then it says to take the blood of those two things. It means Shiyumu Ravim. They have to be mixed together before you put them on the Mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So, and as the Gemara said over there, which we have many times, Hadavar Yadua, Shadama Parma, Ruba Midama, Sir, the whole thing that I just, there you go. So why does Rava indeed require me to learn from the din of aim that Oilon and Mavatlam says? Because the Bechor, the Dam of a Bechor and the Dam of Meiser aren't going to be Batal. I know it from Yom Kippur. Says Rava, because I hold not like Rabbi Yoshia. When it says, Velakach Midama, Parma Midama, Sir, who says you're supposed to mix it? Where does it say you're supposed to mix it? It says, take those two bloods that you just put on separately and put them on separately on the Mizbeach. So therefore, you can't learn out from here. I need to learn it out from Bechor and Meiser, from the Haim. Okay. Special cases again. Number issue, number seven. Okay. What about Meiser? Now, this is not Meiser Behemoth. Now, we're talking about real Meiser. Now, finally, we're able to get to this sugya that we spoke about very briefly yesterday when we talked about the fact that according to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Hanina, remember, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Hanina said that the Torah specifies a lav anitek la'aseh when it comes to the iser of Meleachav Adimachah lo ta'acher, right? What was the lav anitek la'aseh? Mikol matnotechem torimu the Meiser Lashem, right? Mikomat notecha, the Truma Lashem. So from there, we learn out that even in the event that somebody gave Meiser to the Levi earlier than Truma, Mikomat notechem, speaking to the Levi, did you get a Matona, Mr. Levi? What'd you get? Let me see that Matona. Oh, nice looking Meiser over there. Looks to be a little bit bigger than that Meiser should have been. I thought the Meiser was 10% after removing the 10%, the 2% of the Truma. You look like you got the 10%, including the 2%. Well, the guy was very nice to me. He gave me Meiser before Truma. So there's nothing to do now, is there? Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. So that became the case of the Lava Nita Glace. It was done wrong. You still got to go ahead and take it off now. So take it off now. Okay, so now remember, I mentioned to you yesterday, again, briefly, because of the year we finally have to sit again, that there's two such cases. There is a case where the guy gives it to the Levi early on before he even finished making the daga. The other case is he gave it before he finished putting everything in a pile. He didn't smooth the pile. No, before he's even chayim. So there he was mocked in it while it was still b'shibolim. It wasn't even yet turned into a chiyuv of truma. There, as we're going to see, actually, there is no mitzvah of taking off Truma Gedola, and I submerge the Truma Gedola in the Truma's Meiser. Tremendous Kiddush. Only once there was already a Chiev, then if he gives it to the Levi while it was already piled up and was Chayev on Truma, then the Levi's got to go and take it off again. Okay? So now, let's think about these cases. Hare Maaser. So the din over here, oh, where am I now? Oh my God, I jumped ahead in my life. I was so excited to get to the case, I never got there. I'm not even there yet. I keep saying we're up to case number 10. Okay, sorry. We're talking about the same. Please forget about that. It was a nice introduction, but we're not at the introduction. I was so excited. I've been looking forward to that. Okay, sorry. I read Maaser. We're talking about Maaser with Bechor, right? So over there it says, Lo Yigael. And it says, Kol psulei amugdashim yesh lehem pidyon, uletiburoteyem pidyon, except for Bechor min ha-Meiser, which you cannot be poda. So you see that lo mahane, apparently, even though Abaya says the fact that the Torah said don't do it doesn't mean it cannot be done. Ama lo mahane, ti yuftada Abaye, ama lecha Abaye. No, this is different because Yolif Evra, or actually Avara, Avara, mi Bechor, since it says, Kol asher yavor takat hashevet, And since it says "Ve'evarta kol petarechem la'Hashem," from there we see whatever the din was with Bechorim, we just learned that whole din with Bechorim, just went through all of it. This was really, that's why I thought we were finished. This is really appended to that. So it's the same halacha. We're learning out the din of Maizer and the din of Bechor. We have the Gezeirah Shavah. Since we already learned out that Bechor is unique from that special pasuk, again, but however we learned it. So it's different here too because Avra Avra. Okay, now let's get to my exciting introduction. Okay. So what about Higdima Shulma Labikur? What? Yes, number 8. So over here, the Torah says Malayatcha V'dimacha Lotacher. And it says in the Mishnah, somebody who is magdim truma to bikurim, even though it's below to aser, but nonetheless masha aser asui. According to Rava, the Torah says, "Don't do it; it shouldn't work." Amalecha Rava, this is a unique case. Everybody knows why this case is unique. We had that old discussion before. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, he was talking about it being a lavanita glase. That's not the point. The point is that the bottom line is the Torah is saying, Mikol matnotechem tarimu trumah l'Hashem, whatever it is, kol trumat Hashem. So that means even though you already got in your hand something that was mugdam, you can now later fix that which had been taken off at the wrong stage. Obviously, it happened. If it didn't happen, I mean, what are we talking about? Meiser that needs to be taken truma. Of course, it wouldn't be meiser if I didn't take off truma. Mikan, that the Torah is telling you, no, it'll be meiser. Just make sure you take off the truma. Ah, but then why does Abaya need to know it at all? According to Abaya, the Torah said, don't do it. Okay, I did it, Nu. What do I do now? Well, obviously, I'll have to take off truma. Why not? So what do I need the pasuk for, according to Abaya? Vla Abaya. Brilliant. Abaya says, no, man, because I need it for the whole discussion. Kiriyom Rav Papa La Abaya. Rav Papa pointed out to Abaya, if it says that if you went ahead and you got the truma, the meiser as a levi, before it was, you talked about the case, before it was chayav and truma. Over there, here we're being very makatzer. Over there, we learn out that there's two separate things. The Torah says, ma'aser mina ma'aser. So take your truma to the Kohen and make it a tenth of a tenth. Right? Now, what that means is we learn out over there, ma'aser mina ma'aser amarti lecha, velo trumat ma'aser u ma'aser mina ma'aser. Now truma gedola and ma'aser mina ma'aser. So when it says mikol matnotechem tarimu kol trumat Hashem, so what that means is take off everything. Everything means the one tenth of the tenth plus the truma gedola. So this is what basically we learned from there is that you should have to take off two things: truma gedola and trumat maaser. So there, over there, Rav Papa said to Abaya over there. So when he answered it, but it said in the case where you were mocked in it says that Gemara answered, Maser mena maser, not both of them. Even though over here it says kol trumat Hashem, Maser mena maser says that's the maximum that you'll give as a lady. One tenth of a tenth. Comes along Rav Papa and said to Abaya, I'm very confused. If that's the case, why does it say that if the Levi gets his Maser before we put it into the Kri, so then, if it was Bishibolim, then you only take off Maser Mena Maser. But if you came and it was already piled up in the Kri, and now the Levi gets his Maser, then we learn from the Pasuk, Mikol Matnotechem Tarimu Kol Trumat Hashem. You have to take off Truma Gedola and Maser Mena Maser. How do you know when to apply one and one? I mean, like, first of all, it says Maser Mena Maser. Why doesn't that cover all cases? Says Abaya to him, because it says kol trumat Hashem. Everything. Now you'll have to figure out when do we take off everything and when do we only take off Maaser Mena Maaser. That we'll ask in a minute. But let's see that inside. So Rav Papa says to Abaya, Ela me'ata, if it's true that you never take off more than Maaser Mena Maaser, afilu higdimu bakrinami niptar, why don't we pater the levi from giving more than one-tenth of a tenth and absorbing the Truma Gedola into his Trumas Maaser, even if he would have gotten the Maaser from the Yisrael after it was already in a pile of grain? How do you have a right to say the Pasuk says one-tenth of a tenth, but I'm telling you it only means that in a case where do you get that from? Oh, says Abaya, that's why the Torah knew a guy like you was going to come along one day making trouble. Alecha amakra, it's because of you, your case, that the Torah had to say. There's times when even from the Meiser Rishon, you're going to have to take out all of the Truma, both Truma Gedola and Maser Min HaMaser. So he asked him, so how do you know when is when? What makes you think? The Torah is telling us there's two cases. One case where you take off only Maser Min HaMaser. Another case where you take off Kol Trumat Hashem. How do you know which is which? No, I know what you're thinking. What do you mean, how do I know which is which? I mean, you have to be pretty stupid to think. I mean, obviously, the case where it was already Chayev and Truma, so then I have to do the Truma. The case where I got it before was even Chayev and Truma. So what do I mean? Obviously, that would be, if it's a choice of one or the other, which one is it? I mean, ask a two-year-old to tell you. So what do you mean, how do I know? And he gives him exactly that answer. Marba niyatakri. I'm going to tell you that he's got to give all of the Truma because it, once it's already in the Kri, because Yeshna Bechlal Digun, that's called Reshit Digancha. At that point, it's called Digun. Digun means that it's been piled up. But Motziya Niyata Shibolim, if you got it before that stage, She'enu Bechlal Digun. So this Tosfos asks over there, isn't it obvious? So it leaves it hanging. So I said, Achronim explained that maybe I would have thought that in a case where the Levi gets it when it's already in the Kri, so over there he would have a right to assume that it was already taken. He knows for a fact what he gets at Bishibolim, it never had Truma taken from because it wasn't yet ready to take off Truma. So maybe that's where the Torah is being Mechayivim. But where he made an honest mistake and the guy's giving him Meiser from something that normally would have had Truma, he walks into his silo, he hands the guy Meiser. So why is it that, the Levi didn't do anything wrong. He assumed the guy took off Truma. So maybe now when he finds out, hey, you know the guy didn't take off Truma? So maybe his Truma Spicer would be enough to cover it. Therefore, I need to understand. No, but technically speaking, that's not called Reshit Digancha. Now we're talking about Digancha. Okay, sorry about that, about my little confusion. That's a little over-enthusiasm sometimes. Okay. So, all right, tomorrow we will continue Bezrat Hashem with our additional special cases. We got a lot of special cases. All right, we did pretty good, I think. I'm afraid not. I can't ask people to stay for me. All right. Whew. Yeah. Maybe those who want to stay for review, we can review. Everybody can go. Obviously, you got to go. You got to go. But it would be a shame if you could afford it to stay. So we'll do a review. That's not a bad idea. Okay. I know Bruce, you can't possibly leave. He can never leave when there's a review. But those who can leave, you know. All right, review of the sugya of Daf Hei, which will start from Tumura Daf Hei, which will start right from the bottom of Dalan on the base. Oops. Get that off. Don't think we're going to make you president just because you got a trick of cane. Om Rabbi. At least let him get Malkus and Ami Vilke. Do you have to the Rava? I'm like a Rava, Shani Yosem, Diamakro, call your mouth, Babod Vazir. Labaye. You loved him, Rachman, call your mouth. I mean, okay, you did an Isser. And now it's up to you. You boil a ladder, you boil a ladder. Kamash Mosan. Lishachrina. Medve. Oh, Neshigirish im Yisrael, who magzir ve eno loke. Im koenu loke ve eno magzir. But Katani, Mias im Yisrael, who magzir. According to Abaya, what forces him to be magzir? Do you have to know Abaya? Nah, it's different. Shani Asim, Rachman Omar. Call your mouth, he's got to be Bamud Vagzir. The Rava. Why does it have to say call your mav? I'm like, hey, look, I'm going to call your mav. I would have thought he would get malchus. Now I mean a little kevilahader because it would be a normal lav. Lo yuchal shalcha. Dichtiv lo yuchal shalcha. Adach because of call your mav to now make the din of an onus that was megarish a lot as a shenita klasei and therefore in lokin olav. Okay, next case. Torah minara alayafa. Rachman Omer mikol chelbo only chelbo giruin lo. which not in term, but if he did, im taram truma tar truma, alma mahani to yuftu the rava. Alma lach a rava, it's a special case. Shining asam krabi, loy dom rabbi loy menayin le term in arala yafa, she truma tar truma, she amav lo tisu alav chet barim chemat chavom imenu. Imenu kadosh, where's the nesiyas chet lama? Mikan le term in arala yafa, she truma tar truma. And according to Abaya, why does it have to say lo tisu alav chet? Because he loved Yom Rachman, lo tisu alav chet avim inoach Yom Rachman. Do the best you can. Ovid mitzvah ben amufka. Lo, Ovid, you're not going to be called a chotim or mikri kamashmalan. How about a turin? I mean, Ashenu mino dom Rachman or kol chelav yitzar or kol chelav tirosh vidagan. We take chelav lezeh vechelav lezeh. Utznan in the Mishnah, in tam, I mean, Ashenu mino, im taram, ein chumat or chuma. Amalo mahanit, you have to dabay it. Or mech, abay, it's a special case. Because Shani Yasid, Yom Rachman, reishitam. That means each one has its own special reishit. Reishit lezeh, reishit lezeh. V'chenom ha-Rabbi Loi, reishit. And according to Rava, why do we need reishit? Because he loved Yom Rachman, reishit avinya. Yes, tirosh v'yitzar. The Torah was quite clear that you have to give chelav lezeh v'chelav lezeh. They told me mizeh lezeh. But what about tirosh v'dagan, or one type of dagan for another type of dagan? Well, we only have one chelav k'tibu, so that kitarimi hayahai, there shouldn't be any problem. No lucky. Because of Rachmana Rashis, we take Hail of the Zev, Hail of the Zev, Lishnachrina, Hotirosh with Aganda Chat Caleb Klimeo, even Torimi Hayahai. But the Rachmana Rashis. What about Haramim? Om Rachmana Loyimaka, the Loyigael. But Nan Harmikayanim ain't paid in a Samimakaela, not near the coin. Amalomahani, Tifter of Amalaka Shaniasa, the Om Rachmana Kodesh Kodeshim. Who is it's always going to be back to be Kodesh? The Rava, I who, what do I need it for? Ah, that means only it, but a Bechor you could sell. The Tanya, Bechor Namalo Tifta, and it's Nimkaro. The Meister Namalo Yigael, the Inu Nimkar. Lo Kaivelo Shachut, Lo Tavelo Bamun. Why don't we learn Bechor from Meister as we always do? Because it said over here, who? Dafka Charamim, not Bechor. What about Tumura? It's a special case. It works, meaning they're both Kodesh. What about the Chor? So you see, there is no way to be poda. Apparently, lo mahani to you have to dabaye. Amalek abaye shani hasim. Special case. Yomakra heim ba'avayatanyehu. So according to Rava, why does it need to say heim lomali? That's the Tommy heim craving vein tamura tam craving. So how does abaye know that? He says it says imshor imse lashem hu. That is Lashem Kariv, if it's who, but who Kariv? The Eno Tmurato Kariva. The Rava. I do learn a lot from that. It is Miyahu Kras. So, and tell us what your explanation is of Haim. Elohim Lomali. That is Limit of Choram is Umaser, where the Dam got mixed up in any other Eilim, that in Eilim of Atlam is Zev, the Kravim, the Kavim is Be'ah. And how does Abaya know that? On Yom Kippur. Hello, Dama Par Meruba Mishal Sa'ir. You see, the Karlo Olim Shem Avatam Zedza. The Tanya Velakach Midama Par Midama Sa'ir. Shiyu Mu'uravi, Divi Rabbi Yoshia. So why doesn't Rava learn from there? No. He says, I don't know Rabbi Yoshia. Hotam, it means Dama Par Bifne Atzma, Vidama Sa'ir Bifne Atzma. He holds like Rabbi Yonatan. How what about Meister? Yom Rachman Elo Yigael. Vatan Yeshla Pidyon Tumor Tehem. Special case because they learn avara avara mi bechor. What about magdim truma lebikurim? Dom rachman avilayat chavet yimachal d'tacher. And yet it says in the mission before that if you're magdim, afal pishu belotase mashal zasui. Amalach harova shani yasim dom akra mikol matnotechem tarimu kol trumat hashem. And according to Abaya, why do I need that? I need it because that's his answer to Rav Papa. If the din is that you will only take off mina maaser, so then afilo igdimo bekri nami ni pater just with the trumas maaser. Amalei alecha amakra mikol maasrotechem tarimo, And Mara Yitel Rabot Takriva Otsita Shibolim, Marbani at a cream, she yes no beklad digun, but Sianieta Shibolim, Shane and Beklad digun. Okay, everyone. Thanks for staying and putting up with me. Bye bye.